This is Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to Viz City.
And this is Terry Way. Today we're going over to the Jacobs Gallery here in Eugene. It's below the Hult Center for the Performing Arts. And we're going to look at a show by two artists. What do you think of the name, Sandy?
The name is Views Near and Far. I think that it's less than inspired, although I do love the combination of basketry, of photography of Oregon a lot.
Right, right. It doesn't describe what you're going to see very
well,
but that's okay because you just need
We'll describe it.
We'll describe it. That's our job. That's right. Well, this show goes through December 3rd. It's a combination, like you said, of baskets and landscapes, fairly large format landscape photographs by a photographer here in Eugene by the name of Katsu Shibata. Familiar sights, especially kind of eastern Oregon.
Well, there was also Cape Arago. There were lots all over Oregon. There wasn't one I hadn't seen.
A lot of the
There
steams,
wasn't a
too.
Place that I haven't been.
Right, right.
They were all familiar sights. All of them were shots that I have tried and have failed miserably at compared to the grandeur of these digital
big landscapes.
Big.
Yeah, he's all about showing how big these things are. Mm-hmm. They're fantastic photographs. They're a moment in time. I had a little trouble with the new trend with digital photography is a technical process called high dynamic range, where photographers take a series of shots on a tripod, get very good shots, and then go back to Photoshop and then combine different shots to get values combined that they didn't get in one. So in other words, if you get the sky so it looks right, then things in the foreground tend to be too dark. But if you combine two or three photographs, then you can kind of get the perfect world in all of them. And they have kind of a surreal look to me, and it was bothersome.
I just have to say, Terry, why is that a bad thing? I think that if we have new technology that we should use it and exploit it for artistic purposes, which I certainly feel that he is doing.
Right.
I just fell into these photographs. I've been to these places, and I love just walking right into them. I agree that the foreground was illuminated, mm-hmm. and the middle ground, and the background, and the sky.
Right.
But they're all illuminated at different tonalities.
Right.
And I personally am...
I guess I wasn't... They weren't so obvious to be saying that he was taking a lot of liberties. It seemed to me like he was trying to just capture what it looked like, and that was the bothersome part. It was like, well, I don't think it really looked that way, but like you said, artistic license, it can do whatever.
Well, that's a little old school, but what I did like was his effort to take what I would call a mature image, which is an image that everybody has seen before, and shoot it from a non-traditional angle and at a different time. He did this with Crater Lake. He put Wizard Island way over on the left, which is non-traditional angle,
right.
and shot it at twilight with some great angles in it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was very different on Crater Lake.
Very skilled. I enjoyed those views. It was just that other part that made me a little nervous. So a big jump to the baskets by Sally Metcalf. I'm not sure what the connection here is, why they put these two together, but they did seem to work.
Well, the baskets are art forms. They're sculptural.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of them don't have bottoms. They're made out of big leaf maple bark. The inner bark is cut and peeled. I mean, she took forged copper pins that she salvaged from discarded communication lines to pin things together.
Mm-hmm.
She used waxed linen cordage. She does hand-dyed rattan. So this whole thing wasn't really a study in baskets, as it was in technique and color and movement,
right.
which are all things you look for in a landscape as well.
Right. And I think we use the term baskets because they don't have a category.
Mm-hmm.
And that's nice. These
mm-hmm.
things, you really have to see them and decide for yourself what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And she combines all kinds of, like you said, reeds and bark and stone and linen and wood, all kinds of things. My favorite one was called Penthouse. It was a very tall
mm-hmm.
one on kind of a bark monolith with, it looks like crazy hats or crazy hairdos on the top.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these things are just
mm-hmm.
wild. The colors are wild.
Yes,
hard
I thought
to
some
describe.
Of them, some look like anemones. They have open mouths and red frilly tops like fireworks
right.
or
yes.
something out of Dr. Seuss as
yes.
well.
You kind of expect them to be
mm-hmm.
moving.
But she does weave with patterns layers and layers that create this illusion of movement and depth. They're all double-walled. I think they're very imaginative.
Oh, yeah.
And like the Alaskans, they say they have many words for the word snow. I think we need more words for basket.
Right, right. This basket does not even come close to describing
this art form.
These creations, Well, again, this show is called Views Near and Far by Sally Metcalf and Katsu Shibata at the Jacobs Gallery in the Halt Center for the Performing Arts here in Eugene. This show will go through December 3rd. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
And I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.